am a little bit scared right now because I'm doing the podcast in a very holy place, and I don't really know if there are cameras. I think there are cameras. I don't know if you can hear me. I just have to whisper because actually I am inside the Adoration Chapel. Hi, I am gonna record with Reverence here, cause I wanted to dedicate this to I'm in the Adoration Chapel and it scares me because, you know, I'm gonna be evicted here if somebody sees me doing this probably. So I'm just gonna whisper and be kind, be appropriate, and yeah, because the Adoration Chapel is very special to me, because when I was a kid I didn't really understand what is an Adoration Chapel. All I know is that my mother would go to mass every single day and I would go with her sometimes, not all the time when I was a kid, and after the mass she would go to Adoration Chapel, kneel there, and spend some time, and I would see her just sitting down, kneeling, crying, and yeah, I would see her with tears in her eyes, and she would just go there every single day, every single day, and I didn't understand what an Adoration Chapel is. An Adoration Chapel is a room, an air-conditioned room, most of the time. I don't know why it's an air-conditioned room, but it definitely helps. And it's quiet, and right now like this, it's so quiet. I'm just alone, and what is the main thing in the Adoration Chapel is what we call the Eucharist. And if you're a secular or you're not a Catholic, you don't understand what the Eucharist is. The Eucharist is what we call, you know, as unbelievable as it sounds, the body of Christ, you know, because we as a Catholic believe that the Last Supper was the institution of that miracle. You know, as Catholics we call it the greatest miracle in the world. You know, there are like 40-50 miracles, I don't know, I forgot, but when I was in college I read about the 33 Eucharistic miracles. You know, all of those Eucharistic miracles have the same DNA, you know, coming from the bread that turned out miraculously, whether you believe it or not. This is proven, this is scientifically tested, you can research this. There's one in Korea, there's one in Europe, there's a lot of Eucharistic miracles in them. The bread, or the one we use for the mass, the Holy Mass, the Holy Eucharist, the host, what you call it, you know, turned, became flesh and blood, you know. You know, it sounds impossible, sounds ridiculous, but it just happened. That's what you call miracles, and if you're a realist, then you gotta include miracles in your list, because if you're a realist, then miracles happen, you know. Things just happen in this world and you just didn't see it, you know. So that is what's inside this holy chapel. There is the Eucharist, who we believe is not just a symbol. It is not just a symbol for us Catholics. It is the body. It is the body. It is, we call it a sacrament. And a sacrament means it's the visible representation of the invisible reality. You know what I mean? It's the invisible reality, but it's a representative. I don't know how it works. There's a mist. It's very mysterious. For me, I'm in awe of it, of how it works, you know. I'm in awe of how it works, that, you know, as you know, when Jesus said it in the Bible, you have to, you know, you gotta eat my body and drink, eat my flesh and drink my blood. So after he said that, a lot of people left, a lot of his followers unfollowed him, if, you know, a lot of his subscribers unsubscribed, you know, and the 12 were left. And then Jesus asked them, do you also wanna unfollow me? Do you wanna unsubscribe because of what I said? Because it's so ridiculous and scandalous, and eat my flesh and drink my blood. But, you know, that's what we're doing. That's what 1 billion Catholics are doing right now. We eat the body and the flesh of Christ and drink from his blood. And I don't know how to explain it to you. It's difficult to explain, but it's the reason why I'm a Catholic. Because it's a proven miracle. I mean, if you just spend time researching it, you know, spend time, don't just judge. I've heard a lot of stand-up comedians making fun of religion, making fun of Jesus Christ, like Chris Rock, and I don't know, a lot of stand-up comedians, but it's way too shallow. But there's a lot of philosophers, like, you will enjoy reading them rather than, I mean, they're not really that funny. It takes a lot of attention to read people like them deep, and comedians are fun, so, but they're super smart and they're super fun, you know. But philosophers, they lead you more to the truth, you know, rather than the relief of the struggle. The comedians are just doing it to relieve their conscience, to relieve the guilt, so they kind of make fun of it. It's kind of good though, but it takes a lot of more patience and hard work and studiousness to really search for a truth like the philosophers does. And I wanna highlight more of Blaise Pascal, one of the philosophers, or mathematician, is he? Is he a mathematician? Blaise Pascal. He said this, you know, I'm just gonna quote this because we're in an adoration chapel. This is gonna be important quote, you know, very related. All of man's problems, all of our problems come from the inability to sit down in silence, to be still, you know. All of our problems come from the inability to sit down in silence, and, you know, and this is the perfect place to sit down in silence, although I'm sitting down talking in my phone on my podcast, you know. And although it's not really that silent because there's a lot of cars and motorcycles and going here, because it's still the city, but at least there's a sanctuary in the city where you can just sit down and, you know, feel the breeze. Hey, I'm back, and I paused it earlier because I felt so embarrassed that someone came in while I was recording, and I don't know, she just caught me talking to my phone, and, you know, so, yeah, let me continue with that, and I think this is going to be a short continuation about Blaise Pascal, about the all of man's ill come from the inability to sit down in silence. And yeah, it is, because it's scary to be in silence, because when you're in silence, you just start thinking about life, start meditating and feel anxious, you know, you avoid the distraction. That's why sometimes we just want to put music in our ears, because if we don't put music, or we don't drink, or we don't go to parties, or we don't work, you know, the reality confronts us and asks us, what is really the meaning of life? Is this all worth it, you know? So, to stop in silence and just look at the Eucharist, look at it, in that Christ laid down his life so that we may live, that's powerful. And the moment you sit down here, it inspires you to offer also your life, to live a life of giving, to live a life of offering, to live a life of generosity, giving time to other people, giving attention to other people, listening to other people, you know, giving good words to other people, giving financial help to other people, giving encouragement to other people, you know. And as you sit down here in this holy chapel, in this adoration chapel, you look at the Eucharist and it is Christ himself, you know, giving love. You know, it may be so silent, but the message of love, you know, is so strong inside the chapel, you know. And the vibrance of self-giving and life-giving Eucharist, meaning of life, the very meaning of life, is to offer your life so that others may live. I think I have to stop there because it's embarrassing. Someone's coming in.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.